In the Swat Valley of Pakistan, education is a weapon against an entrenched campaign to maintain ignorance among the young, especially girls. Activist and Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai almost died in the fight to educate boys and girls in the region as a deterrent against violence and extremism. On a smaller scale, but with just as much courage, 23-year-old Neelam Ibarchatan has started an education campaign she calls Peace for a New Generation. She's fighting the Taliban and the family traditions that say educated girls are immoral. Neelam's late father taught Neelam that wasn't so, and now she's teaching that to the next generation. Education correspondent Sonia Narung spoke to Neelam on a shaky line from her home in the Swat Valley.
It remains a very difficult task for Neelam to continue to persuade people of the fact that girls need freedom and need to go out and be educated. She said that the people in her community, even much of her extended family, sees her as too progressive, as someone with a bad character because she is outspoken, because she speaks in big cities, and she's received threats. Her brothers and family members, immediate family, have received threats. So it is a very dangerous thing still to be doing what Neelam is doing now.
How does she know that she's having an impact in an area where there's so much resistance?
Right. Well, I asked her about that, and she said that even the smallest achievements are a big deal to her.
By myself, I enrolled several girls in school. I motivated them to go to school, and this is a very big achievement in Swat Valley, because a lot of people here think that girls shouldn't get an education.
You know, they might not seem like a big thing for someone in the United States, but in Swat Valley, many of these girls are forbidden, starting at the age of 12, to even exit their homes. Parents want to keep a close eye on their girls, and for Neelam to start encouraging these families to put their daughters in school, and if they don't agree, she herself enrolls them, makes sure that they have enough money to pay for the school fees. She raises funds to pay for books and tuition. That is a very big thing for a place that has been so conservative, especially under Taliban rule.
This is a remote part of Pakistan, and to even get in touch with Neelam is very, very challenging.
Yeah, so it was very hard to reach her. First, I communicated with her over a text messaging service called WhatsApp, which is very popular in Pakistan. And she then told me I could call her. And it took weeks of trying to reach her on the phone. And I finally did get a hold of her after weeks of trying. And we had a great conversation. And she was able to finally get a clear line, which was very lucky.
I'm the first girl in my family who is using my real name on Facebook. All the male relatives in my family say I don't have a good character because I use my real picture on Facebook.
Remote by phone, but available to the entire world on Facebook at the same time. It's really interesting, don't you think?
Yes, yes. And she is very big on Facebook, too. I mean, she has posted the article that I wrote about her. She has lots of friends and people following her. And Facebook seems to be a source of communication, even for Neelam in this very remote, mountainous region, which I think is wonderful because it's her way to really get her voice out into the rest of the world.
And she even explained to you a little bit about how she helps young girls who are very much like her trying to do things that are not necessarily permitted, but she delivers the message, you have an ally.
If a girl comes up to me and says, I want to do this, or I want to do that, and my family isn't giving me the permission to do it, we try really hard to help her. Girls in this area never go against what their family wants them to do.
She continues to work towards making sure that all the girls she knows and even the young boys in her community get an education. And she told me about how rumors are spreading, about how people think that maybe she's an agent of the United States and she's received verbal threats. But she seems like she's not going to stop, even though it is very hard and dangerous to do what she's doing.
Neelam's story, told to us by reporter Sonia Narung, came to us from News Deeply's Women and Girls Hub, which reports on issues affecting women and girls in the developing world. To find out more about Neelam's campaign, you can visit thetakeaway.org.